I used to be chairman of the British Association of Social Workers, and in that role, the very first thing that I did up in Scarborough, which is where I was elected chair, was I gave an interview to the Yorkshire Post, and this is my first real exposure to the media. And the interview, the journalist came to my hotel room, and we sat there for half an hour talking about the future, talking about hopes, dreams, and talking about everything that I thought was important. And I really thought I did very well. I was so pleased with myself, you know, because I was very nervous. And just as he was leaving, he turned round at the door and he said, "Oh, by the way, I gather you've taken child protection as the theme of your term of office. Is that right?" And I said, "Yeah, that's right." He said, "Much to do?" I said, "Oh, yes, lots. Thanks very much," he said. Off he went. Next day, Yorkshire Post, page 3, headline: "New social work chief targets perverts." And that was my introduction to the media, in terms of actually what you say, what you get, and what you've got to be very careful about. And there's been several instances since, although, to be honest with you, I also made several very good friends within the media, and I think, actually, they're a much maligned group of people with a few bad apples. That's my kind of conclusion now. But essentially, you've got to be very careful. But when you think about it, 99 point whatever percent of the population now gets opinion, news, information, value judgments, whatever, from some form of media or another. That's where it's all happening. We can't avoid it. We don't actually have an option sometimes. We are bombarded with it. And some things, in my view, get forgotten. In the field of law enforcement that Jim talked about, that Jim was steeped in for most of his working life, there was great advances in terms of catching people that effectively do bad things to children, want to hurt children, whatever. And I got very involved with sex tourism, with what was then the Obscene Publications branch up in Scotland Yard. And we did an awful lot on to do with the Pacific Rim and British men going abroad to abuse children. And there were a couple of people in the House of Lords, one of them being a Baroness Lucy Faithful, who was just a fabulous person, and aged 90, was an absolute live wire and full of energy. And she virtually drove through what became the 1998, I think, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, Sexual Offences Act, when we actually got it, in both the Register of Offenders was actually set up. But there was a second half to that act that people have totally forgotten, and that was extraterritorial legislation. And that was the ability of British courts to prosecute British men for offences committed abroad against children if they hadn't been prosecuted in the country where the offence took place. And recently I put a Freedom of Information Act request in to actually see between 1998 and now how many British men had actually been prosecuted, bearing in mind that most of the other countries that have similar organisations or similar opportunities, like Sweden, America, Australia, whatever, have been prosecuting substantial amounts of men. The answer I got back was, "We can't tell you. We don't keep statistics. You must ask every single police station in the land, and then you can compile statistics for yourself." Now, I know from other sources, I just wanted to get it, that the actual answer is 5. And it's this business about, we see in the media, I'm not blaming anybody for that as much as the government, but effectively we see in the media all about law enforcement and advances in capturing people, capturing the bad guys. But if ever we talk here, see a paedophile ring that's being broken, or we talk about some major offensive, the media never reports back about what are the advances about the identification of victims. Where are the actual advances in technology being used to identify victims? You know, because there's tens of thousands of victims that paedophiles and paedophile rings effectively target. And it's still, I believe, a very, very underdeveloped area of work. And that's where we should be concentrating on, I think, an awful lot, as well as obviously taking, you know, the criminals off the streets. But we actually also ought to be concentrating. And I never see much analysis of that in the media. But yet it's huge. I also get very annoyed when I think the extreme brigades start talking about all the health and safety stuff, all the PC stuff. Don't film your child's nativity play. Don't hug your son anymore. All that, what I would just call abject nonsense, because it's not been explained. It's within what Jim was talking about as education. What the point is don't film your child's nativity play, or film your children in the bath, or film them out on a summer's day with a hosepipe, age five and no clothes on. There's nothing wrong with that. It's what you do with the pictures that's important. It's the fact that you don't secure them. And so many families still put pictures of these kind up, unsecured, on the internet. And that's where the education issue is. That's where the parental issues are. Not don't do it, but it's what you do with it. That's my judgment anyway about this. And the other thing I came today thinking about an awful lot was advertising. You know, the diets that we actually allow our children to have because of the advertising, or the consumer goods that they clamour to buy, especially off families that have got very limited incomes. And the regulation of that, I still look upon that as almost abuse in the media. And I also think that effectively there's something we touched on very briefly. I think it was Elizabeth, like if anybody remembers, who mentioned the watershed this morning? Somebody mentioned that. And then it was never mentioned again. But yet it still dominates the television schedules, doesn't it? But I think it's probably redundant. And I haven't really seen much else in terms of critical thinking to replace it, but we still talk about it as if it's some sort of magic protective influence. So, we've got this issue about the internet that we've all kind of ebbed and flowed with today. I wish, yes, Facebook and Google had been around longer for you to question longer, because I got the sense that there was an awful lot more that you'd like to talk to them about. And as Jim said, I think it would have been much more important to this conference too if they'd stayed around longer and had input with all of the other work that's been going on today. But generally, I feel we've had a very good representation from both broadcast, written, and social media. We've tried to cover the areas, and I hope you found some stimulation, whether it was the workshops or whether it was, in effect, the speakers that we had, to actually take away with you and kind of cogitate and use in your own way, in your own places of work or your own homes or whatever. I really do hope it stimulated you for that. So it really just reminds me, and lets me sort of say, I have to do the interflora part here and thank people. But it's genuine, I promise you. I have to thank Steve from the School of Education for actually allowing this to happen here and be partners with us in doing this. I think that's being the fourth conference, I saw the look on his face when I asked him about the fifth outside there just now.
Not today.
Not today. And there are three people you've met outside, Alison and Victoria and Sarah, who Alison especially put an awful lot of work in from the university's point of view and actually made this day, you know, very administratively successful. I hope you would agree for that. But from my point of view in DNA, there's one person I think has put so much work into this and has been an absolute gem. And I would like you to stand up and say hello. And that's Leah Mariner from DNA. She did so much single-handed to actually arrange this day. And so thank you very much. So from Liz at The Guardian, from Facebook, Simon, Google, Naomi, Press Complaints Commission, TMAP, that's how you referred to it, wasn't it, Flora? TMAP, yeah? Teenage Magazine Arbitration Panel, and the Anti-Bullying Alliance, Sue, and of course, Jim. Great thanks, but most especially to you for coming and for participating and for making it a worthwhile day. Thank you very much and safe home.